This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm pregnant with this next take. I want to get off.
3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time, and that means we introduce Dan Dibley and Mark Willard.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Yeah. Doing well.
Happy holidays, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and happy holidays for you for getting a listener to break you off a President Grant yesterday at the ship.
Yeah. I just wish my coworkers were there to share it with, but... Yeah. It was a one-time and one-time-only deal.
It had to be used Monday. Because
I think he owes me $25.
It, in fact, wasn't a one-time deal because I went in there and did it for your birthday. And
that was really nice.
I wish that I would have gotten half the airtime that some rando got today. But I mean, I don't want to make it about me because I didn't drop $50 on you. Yeah. But it was more like a $25 or $30.
Half is... You're about half the friend.
Yeah, and I got about one-tenth of the airtime. Exactly.
Jimmy and Dave.
My feelings are hurt, Dibs and Willard. I tried to do a Kris Kringle for the show under $100, and Stoney said he didn't want no part of it.
Not what you said.
It hurt. 8 years in, it hurt.
You wanted to do a Secret Santa, but there's only two of you?
Well, there's three. We were going to all pick. And he...
You don't want to do it?
He said that was too expensive.
First of all, I brought alcohol for all you guys last year.
And
you did? I'm still working on that.
Okay.
It's good.
That's dark.
I saved that for real good occasions. Real good occasions.
Dibs, you ain't a drinker these days. Huh?
Nah.
Yeah. Steiny's saving up for the dinner. I get it.
What was it? 18 or 12% chance.
I'm working on something special for you guys. How about that?
Oh. Which sounds like you're working on a comp is what you're looking at. That's what you're looking
for. Okay, you know what?
Which is fine.
So hold on. No, that's fine. You want to go to McDonald's and I'll pay?
No.
Or do you want to go to one of the fine restaurants in the Bay on the arm?
What did I just say? I'm fine with it. I see what you're doing.
I'm not going to be able to get it comped.
The reason I see what you're doing, I would do the exact same thing.
I want to get you guys to a classy place.
I appreciate that.
Especially Dibs.
Yeah, he's a classy guy.
Yeah.
But we haven't lost the bet yet.
Yeah, 12%.
You said we have a 12% chance.
That's also true.
So I got to believe that if they can somehow win this weekend,
they
it'll jump.
This weekend, we use these, they have to, they're up against it. This is an absolute.
Mike Jackson.
The Grim Reaper has ceased at the 50. If they lose to the Chargers, night and night. Are going to have a baby.
Yeah. Will they be officially out?
Yeah, sorry, I know. It's the holiday book, and I hate to be the only professional here in radio.
Well, we've given up. Tell the people what we're talking about.
Week 5, I think it was, the Chiefs to make the playoffs.
There you go.
You and I said no. They said yes. They made fun of us. Mm. They offered us. We kept making fun.
And you did the Macarena.
Yeah, you allowed us to get out of the bet because we were so stupid for making the bet.
Thank you, Abe.
And now you're welcome. And now here we are. But anyway, back to your Secret Santa. Why don't you want to do it?
First of all, he said, let's do a Secret Santa. He goes, and hey, you got to spend at least $50. And Evan goes, that's not usually how you do it. You usually limit it. I want to get something nice for my guys.
That's all, Dibs.
Yeah. I mean.
We work at Odyssey. You got it.
I'm out based on the fact that already the
shocker.
Well, the holiday pressure.
Dude, all right.
I have a wife, and there are like three or four things for her. I got a daughter who's 3. I got 2 sons in their 20s.
And so you
start to like check off all the stuff you have to do, and you know, just add another thing in there. Go ahead and tack another one on. So
all right,
whatever.
I'll do it.
That guy, my
you
man,
want me to do it.
Yeah, I would love
to. I'll sub in for yeah.
Let's do a wheel.
Randy, yeah. Nobody doesn't need to.
I look forward to that because I think I know what you like, and I, you know what I mean?
Plus, speaking that this is, I don't want credit for it, and Dibs already knows what it is, but because this is a comp, but I got something for all of you anyway.
Right.
Already. Oh, man. But I'll bring that next
week.
See,
I wanted to be that guy. Well, that's why I did the alcohol.
Well, I lucked in.
A lot of people forgot.
But no, I don't want credit. I lucked into something, and I'll share it with everybody. It's not a big deal.
Your thoughts on me driving in this morning, hearing the Joes talk about Joe Burrow. I thought the Niners have their Joe Burrow in one Brock Purdy. Am I wrong?
I mean, they have the guy that they think can be better than Joe Burrow.
So all eyes on Brock, or I'm asking your guys' thoughts?
All eyes on Brock. Like, why would you trade your Brock Purdy for their Joe Burrow, a guy who's got quietly
Carfax
more of an injury history, yet the Carfax is much longer. And I thought the comments were a little bit stark and a little bit galling when you hear Adam Schefter talk about Andrew Luck and drawing a line to Andrew Luck and how Andrew Luck just kind of was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm good with all of you like constantly tackling me and sacking me. So maybe Joe Burrow is, and I saw the clip a couple of times and he seems like really down.
Wow.
And especially down where he's only been back for 2 weeks. And you're that
right, but
you're
but,
that down again.
But you went. You probably like we never know what these guys go through when they're rehabbing from injury. Mm. So Joe has been in pain all year. Brock Purdy called this injury the most annoying one he's ever had in his career, and Joe's was way worse. And so he's been in pain. This is somebody who's torn an ACL already. He's not even 30 years old yet. His 29th birthday was yesterday. That's the other bad thing about this. Those comments you saw, and we should play them for everybody. But that was his birthday. That was his birthday yesterday.
And they ain't blocking for him
at all. That's to
not
me,
even on his birthday.
I thought I don't know what they did at practice, but I thought like Andrew Luck thing that you just brought up.
I don't like it. We all lose.
My mind goes the same place momentarily, but then I think the reason Schefter made that connection was not to say Burrow might walk away too. He's making the connection to say this is what made Andrew Luck walk away, and Joe's had it way worse.
Yep.
More sacks in fewer games. This, to me, yesterday was a total just ripping apart of the Cincinnati Bengals organization and the way they've gone about surrounding their franchise star.
And protecting
this city has spent 5 years talking about helping Steph Curry. Steph Curry has gotten a billion times more help than Joe Burrow has. And I don't want to hear about two-star receivers.
I was just about to say
that's the last thing you do to help a quarterback. This quarterback, the Bengals are playing fantasy football. You need to play real football. Burrow is getting hit constantly. His defense sucks. He has to score a touchdown on every drive or they lose. He played most of the games last year, and they still didn't make the playoffs.
So T. Higgins essentially should have been two offensive linemen.
1,000%. And who's the one player that they've gotten into a contract stalemate with and they wouldn't get out of it? Their star pass rusher.
Oh, man.
But they'll go get the sexy stuff. Yeah. Like the
and
Bengals.
He's now out for the year, by the way. Your star pass rusher.
And probably has played his last down with the Bengals.
Yeah.
So, that's what stood out to me.
Yeah, and I was thinking about Carr earlier today.
Yeah.
Not
Carr.
Derek.
Oh.
David Carr.
Yeah, oh, man.
And I just pulled up the numbers. His first year with Houston, he got sacked 76 times. In 1 year.
That's a lot.
And then 15 and 11 again, 49 and 68. So I know that David Carr, he eventually retired because he didn't really have work, but I'm thinking about Joe Burrow and how many times he's been sacked. And, you know, David Carr, that I believe is the record in times sacked in a game, 76. So.
Well, shame on Cincy. And I know they've had success. They went to a Super Bowl, almost won it.
That was a while ago.
But how you've been negligent to protect your prized possession. When that dude gets time, I'll never forget the Niner game a couple years ago. Remember he came here and they put on a clinic.
He's a great
player.
How
can you not protect this, Donnie? I have no idea.
They spent a lot of money on their receivers, as Mark said. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Well, what's the larger conversation with Burrow? That he may not be long for Cincinnati?
He may not be long for the league.
Mm.
He may not be long for
football.
But would
you think so? Yeah, that I don't think
it's possible.
It's all, of course it is.
Right.
But would you want him here on your team?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Even with Brock, like Markham.
Well, he'd have to become a backup.
Or, like, would you want Joe? I guess that's how they did it. And it was good radio.
You'd have to, yeah. They would,
yeah, you would say night-night to Brock.
They'd be traded for each other.
Even with the injury history. And I love me some Joe Burrow.
I mean, who does, like, they all have injury history.
And Mark Wildschut.
They've all got injury history.
I mean, if it was a one-for-one straight-up deal, then yes, because Burrow's contract is get-outable in 2 years, and Brock's is a little bit longer than that. And even if, like, Joe Burrow, I don't even know if he really wants to be a football player anymore based on what
I saw.
That's
how you got what you got from that.
It's not all what I got from it, but then I heard Schefter, and Schefter talked about Andrew Luck, and I thought about it, and, like, Andrew Luck had no reason to retire other than, nah, I'm good. And you think about other players in the NFL who've been, you know, top of their craft.
Barry Sanders.
Terrell Davis, same thing. It's like, you know what? I'm good. I don't want to play anymore. It happens.
I was bummed. I don't want to come down the road. I wasn't in the room. I think this caught people off guard. I was bummed with the lack of follow-up questions. There were a lot of follow-up questions. I didn't like the follow-up questions.
What would you have asked? What do you want to hear?
Do you want to be here?
Well, wow. I guess that's a start.
And Dibs's question, do you want to play football?
Like, I got to believe the answer is yes to that. Do you want to play?
It's just they allowed him to stay really vague. And we, like, yeah.
Well, he could have just said, you know what, I'm not coming back this year. Look at our record. He loves the game, obviously, and thought he had a chance. So I love him. That tells me he loves the game and comes back and get hits upside the head again.
I hate to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could get Joe Burrow, I'd get Joe Burrow. Like, he's the quarterback. He's one of the four that we always talk about. Burrow, Jackson. Who else?
Mahomes. Josh Allen.
And Josh Allen. So, yeah, I would.
Used to be Lamar. Yeah.
I would trade him in a heartbeat.
Joe Burrow, number one all time in completion percentage.
Really?
Yep. Among qualified
70?
QBs. Not quite. 68.2.
That's a bad dude, man.
Yep. Number one.
He's fantastic. He's absolutely fantastic.
Him throwing to Ayuk?
Yeah.
Wow. On what team?
That was a wild thing.
Yeah, pretty funny. It's material.
Well, tell me how great. Here's the thing.
I'm fighting for my life.
What are you asking exactly?
He has started.
What's the question?
73 games in his career. How many of them do you think he's won?
Burrow.
Joe Burrow, 73.
Joe Burrow.
37-36.
I'm going to go 44.
Great guesses. I'm going to say 41-31-1.
Okay, so Dibs is looking at it.
Oh, so damn.
You guys sandwiched
it. I got it right. Thank you.
Cheater.
Score one for the Dibber.
Somebody that good should not be 41-31.
Oh, thanks, man.
You shouldn't be 41-31.
Yeah.
Like, we're sitting here for how many years now? And they went to a Super Bowl. And I'm betting, what'd they go that year, Dibs? That year.
Well, I'm not looking at it.
Yeah, you are.
12-4, Mark.
All right, so 8 games over 500 that year. The rest of his career is 2 games over 500.
But he was 2-7-1 as a rook. So
sure.
And you could throw that out because they were terrible. But even if you don't throw that out, you're right. He's 10 games above for his career. And, yeah, this is where my mind went to, Steiny, as we talk about, like, the Joe Burrow thing. And I mentioned it maybe during the break about the idea of the draft. You get drafted into the NBA, the NFL. MLB is a little different because, you know, they can put you in the minors for however long, whatever. But when you get drafted, you might get drafted to an absolute trash organization like the Bengals. And then, you could be good. Burrow's good. You could be great. He's great. But you can be struggling Joe Namath because you got drafted to an absolute trash organization.
I don't know why I thought of Zion, even though he...
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But Zion has not...
held up his end up.
And he's not proven in his league what Joe has proven in his league. Listen to these. You want some numbers?
Yeah.
Check this out. Last year, Joe Burrow led the league in completions, also led the league in attempts. He led the league in yards, okay? Almost 5,000 yards passing. He led the league in touchdown throws. He led the league in first downs. He led the league in yards per game. They went 9-8.
It's hard out there, man.
If I'm a quarterback and I do that,
where's my help?
And we can't even make the playoffs. We, like, I get it. I totally get it.
I don't think he wants to retire. He wants a new locale.
No, but so if that was last year and then this year was just pain and rehab, and then you go to the snow in Buffalo, you tear it up.
Yeah, you think
you're
bad
pitch. But you're slinging it, and you still lose. You gave – how many points does Buffalo score in that game?
36.
In the middle of the snowstorm.
But he threw two bad picks that went for pick sixes. I'm just saying.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Last year they scored 30 points 8 times, and they were 4-4 in those games. Man. 30. Like 30.
So you know what your problem is an organization. We need D and protection, and you didn't get both. You deserve to lose them.
Boy, this league. This is one of those
our league
you didn't see coming, you know?
Man.
Where's this go? Does this go into a trade request in the offseason?
Possibly.
I'm trying to think of who's going to win it this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl?
You have a front runner.
Not Joe Burrow.
No.
That I know.
The Rams are my front runner. Sure. And they could get bounced, but I just...
Are they the favorite
But they can't
right
stop the run. I was watching...
Yeah, I'll
they
look
got
at
little
it,
stuff against the run. The
I was
Rams,
wondering if like, all four of us could do our Mark Willard at 557. Okay. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
I love it.
Like, pick your pairing, pick your winner, and I would bet that none of the four of us get the pairing and the winner correct.
Now, Super Bowl, this is beautiful.
Right now.
Okay.
We were talking about this last week, like, way too late predictions for every division, and last week it would have been a little tougher than it is now, but right now, if you look at, 14 teams will make it.
Two
are going to get to the Super Bowl. Who are the two in Santa Clara, and who wins the game? We can mark the tape.
The Rams.
We can put it in the cap.
The Rams are the favorite right now.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think any of you will guess who the second favorite. This is currently.
I think I know it. And I was going to pick
probably
them, and I'm not
based
looking
on who's second in the conference.
Can I give it to you, Willard?
Well, actually, I should say it's a tie.
But can I give you who I got?
It is a tie for who the second Super Bowl winner favorite is behind the Rams. Go ahead.
The Houston Texans.
That is incorrect.
Denver.
Damn.
That is incorrect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patriots.
That is incorrect.
Okay, then it's Seattle.
Jacksonville?
It's Seattle and Green Bay. It's Seattle and Green Bay.
Wow.
Three NFC teams before we get to the AFC favorite, which oddly is the Bills.
Are you kidding me?
They're not even going to win their own division.
Right.
They're not going to win. They're going to be a wild card
team.
That's
Josh Allen, though.
Yep.
That's Josh Allen.
Yep.
I would guess, and it would just be a guess, I would Buffalo, Philly.
I got Rams, Texans.
Who wins it? Buffalo, Philly.
Buffalo wins it.
Rams, Texans. Rams win their second.
Willard?
Niner fans hate it, I know. Give it to us, Mark.
I'm going to go... What'd you say, Rams, Texans?
Rams, Texans, Rams winning. And Niner fans would hate that. I know. Is here, I know they'd hate it.
I'll do...
It's not like he's ordering from the media.
Yeah. Do you have a recommendation?
Give me specials. Yeah, totally.
What do you like between the pork chop and the...
Your gut. You don't have one, but man.
That's a five. Gutless.
I'll say... The Patriots and the Packers.
Ooh.
Buying Green Bay, huh?
Well.
Chicago had them.
Remember, it's not so much that I'm buying Green Bay as I'm buying Lambeau. They're going to have home games. Maybe not the last one. We'll see. This NFC West thing beats each other up.
It's real.
I don't know
They're
who's going to
have three.
I don't know who's going to pop out the other side with home field. I don't know if. Any like Green Bay might get. Now I know their schedule's tough down the road too, but anyway, I'll do that. Patriots, Packers,
Denver, and the Rams, and it's Denver.
You think, huh?
I mean, Bo Nix has not been great, but their defense is nasty, and they can run the ball now with R.J. Harvey and Sean Payton's been there and done that. I think that Denver. If you look at the AFC, I think that Denver is a very viable team. And the one thing I've tried to think about is what team can do three things: run it, throw it, and also, you know, be able to get after the other quarterback.
The Rams.
Denver too. Yeah. And the Rams, you're right. The Rams can run it. The Rams can rush you, and
Seattle's
the Rams
got a great
it.
Defense. What scares you? What would you say prevents them from being your answer?
Their quarterback.
Wow.
And he's my fantasy quarterback, and he is either absolutely awful or he's been really good. And he's been really good against bad teams.
Sam Darnold on the road in the playoffs.
That
would scare the hell out of me if I was rooting for that team.
But he stunk it up at home last year.
I know.
And I'm not yet buying Jordan Love, and I think that Philly is kind of broken from the inside out. And the Niners, unless they get home field, I think that they're going to be in a lot of trouble. And we'll get into this today and tomorrow about the Niners and their warts. Because even though they've won three in a row, they've got major warts that I think are going to show.
Is Fred coming back? Is that a reality? Fred Warner could come back if somehow they make the offs and win a game?
They'd have to more than make the offs.
Win a game?
Or two.
Oh, okay.
Well, or three.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean.
So he ain't there the first wild card weekend.
I don't think so. That would surprise me.
Dibs, you talked about the Denver running game, and it is top notch. Are you concerned about not having D.K. Dobbins, though?
It's J.K. Dobbins.
And right. J.K. Rowling.
Not at all, because if you...
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
If you've noticed, since they've gone almost exclusively to R.J. Harvey, they've actually not missed a beat.
Yeah.
They've been equally good in the ground game. I just wonder about the AFC and their playoff quarterbacks. Josh Allen, sure, he's amazing, but...
No defense.
Like, you've got Drake May... Unproven.
Super
You've
unproven.
Got like Aaron Rodgers. He's too old. Shout out Priest.
But if you're going to give me Drake Mays unproven, then I'm not going to let you go with Bo Nix.
He's unproven.
Yeah. Like,
I ain't a fan.
You can poke holes in all of the teams.
I'm just looking at AFC playoff quarterbacks, and you've got Josh Allen, and you've got old man Rodgers.
And Mahomes, maybe.
Drake May is no joke.
No, I give it to him.
That kid can't play.
You know what's happened, right, with them?
No.
They've played a last place schedule, guys.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Like,
DVOAC was really good.
Don't you get it, Stine?
They went into Buffalo and they gave it to him, though.
They put it on him.
And if you want to talk about DVOASOS, strength of schedule, the Niners have one of the toughest strength of schedules by DVOA.
I heard you the other day with that.
Defensive opponent. Defensive
overall
opponents.
Yeah. Seattle and the Rams are, I think, still 1-2, and that is almost a fourth of their schedule. Mm-hmm.
Willard, we're about to get out of here. I don't want to raise your blood pressure and Giant fans and Dibs, but was it AI, the report of the Dodgers in on Scooble? Because I've said if that were to happen, I'm done watching the game.
Well, first of all,
I'm just done.
No, you're not. But
if
I get
they
it.
Get Scooble,
you guys got Luciano.
Trying to say Durant.
You know what?
He's got the Warriors got Durant, but
I'm gonna make
come
a,
on, man.
I'm gonna make a New Year's resolution for 2026.
Oh,
I'm not gonna do this anymore about the Dodgers.
And it's in you.
No. Like it's not.
You're infected.
It's not the Dodgers' fault that they have figured out the algorithm that Major League Baseball allowed to be legal.
Go
it's
Dodgers!
A lot of growth.
It's not their fault. It's the Giants' fault. As a completely financially able team,
you go on there
for letting this happen.
Damn.
And one thing that is absolutely we have got to be done with is this idea of when the season starts. Well, I hope they play well, but it's not like you can beat the Dodgers. That you can't allow that. I'm sorry, Giants. Like we're
so you could man
done giving that to you. You have 9-figure players all over the field. Beat them.
That wasn't what I was expecting. I was shocked.
Them.
I like goo. We got a meeting. Too.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh.
Dodgers World Series odds for next year?
1-1?
-10,000.
Wait, what?
They're -70.
Right.
Come on.
Okay. I was like,
it was for effect on 95.7, the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.